The first of the big three candidates for governor to dot the I's and cross the T's was Republican Congressman Kenny Hulsoff, who realizes he must become better known in areas outside his Northeast Missouri congressional district.
My challenge then in the areas you've talked about, I mean all other parts of the state, is to get out there, get known. I think we can do it.
Democrat Attorney General Jay Nixon was next, saying he differs from both major Republican opponents.
I think they've both embraced Blunt's policies. They both have said that they thought the health care cuts were right. They both have supported selling away the Student Higher Education Loan Authority.
Finally, Republican State Treasurer Sarah Steelman arrived to file. As for the Medicaid cuts, Steelman says Governor Blunt faced some tough choices, but she insists she might have tried a different approach.
Maybe had a phase-in approach so that you still had the ability to balance the budget but make sure that people who truly needed help were getting the help.
Filing ends March 25th. Steve Walsh, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.